So this is Bryn Chadwick.
Too kind.
Been following Bryn a little bit on on LinkedIn, actually. Really inspired about some of the stuff that he's doing, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity to introduce you to the community here.
Yeah. Hello.
Here at Creative Cubes, and just talk a little bit more about who you are, what you do, how you do it, because you know there's a lot of stuff out there around AI, chatbots, so on and so forth. And I think for some people, it's somewhat overwhelming.
Yeah.
But for others, it's actually helping them scale their business, right?
Yeah.
So, Bryn?
So, yeah, I'm Bryn, and we run a small agency called Mag.
Small. Not really small.
Small, but yeah, there's a lot of, I guess... A great agency.
You know, it's something, when I was in America, everyone was like, every person I met, they were the biggest of something.
Yeah.
I really just think that it's more important to be the best.
Yeah, 100%.
And so, big, small, it's not the big that eats the fast. Oh, sorry, it's not the big that eats the small, but it's the fast that eats the slow.
Yeah, like I don't want to be the army, but I wouldn't mind being the SWAT team, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you want to be specialized, you want to be small, you want to be tactical.
Sniper.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Powerful, but from a distance.
That's it.
So we're like a small agency, more like a SWAT team, I guess, if you could compare it to that.
There we go.
But we specialize in business automation, chatbots, AI. And we're sort of, like, it doesn't have to be overly technical because everyone gets scared straight away. They think of robots taking over. They think of chips and arms.
Yep.
And it seems a really complex idea. But now there's a lot of tools out there, especially with Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud Function, that's allowing us to create these little bots to remove remedial tasks in our business. Whether it be taking notes in a meeting or automating calls for you and booking meetings and so forth. But it doesn't have to be difficult. And people think, like, oh, let's not remove jobs, we're taking away jobs. But it's not really that. It's more about removing the time to allow you to focus on more things that are important.
Yeah, I think some of the heavier stuff that needs more focus, you can substitute a bot in to allow you to focus on that heavier, more important stuff.
Yeah.
So you talked about remedial stuff. So an example, guys, for us, you know, we have a instant responder on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
The thing doesn't work because we're too fast in responding. But basically, it would be, hey, we've received your information. Yeah. Thank you so much. Or, you know, it started potentially with like an out of office.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your email. I'm out of my office. It's like managing people's expectations.
Yeah.
So that it can flow into it. What other applications, what other sort of stuff are you seeing or building for your clients?
So like where we're working at the moment, we don't have a concierge there.
Yep.
So we've built a small Google Home Assistant that when someone comes in, they go say, hey, I'm here to see Toby from Creative Cubes, and it'll directly ping your Slack wherever you are at the time, and you'll notify someone's at the desk and they'll be with you right away.
Yep.
That way, they're not waiting around awkwardly and you know exactly when they get here, what the meeting is and what you're scheduled for.
Yep.
And that's just a small way we'll be able to remove a few simple tasks.
I think I saw that video, right?
Yeah.
So I'll link that video so you can see more of that in the, you know, you can click on it later. Rumor has it that you guys built a bot for table tennis.
Possibly. To keep score and keep the competition going within the office because, you know, the ping pong table was lacking a bit of fire around it, you could say. And it sort of created a better way for people to engage with each other, you know?
Yep.
People a lot easier to call each other out behind the keyboard.
Yep.
So the bot allowed people to prove that around the tennis table. So that was really good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what do you think about, like, you know, your mates with Josh Sharma?
Yep.
I think you, and if you don't, I'm calling you out now, but you watch our weekly episodes this week.
Yeah.
What do you think about Elon and what he's doing with all of his AI and sort of like driverless cars and...
I mean, like, there is still room for human error. So, like, if they can get a bot to be able to remove that, then I guess we are safer. But then I feel a while ago, someone was putting tape over speed signs and then it was sort of messing with the car's automation camera and it wasn't being able to read the speed sign properly and the car kept going faster.
Wow.
So, I mean, if a bit of tape over a speed sign is ruining it, then maybe we're not quite ready for it.
Yeah.
But speaking of Josh Sharma, they're starting to look at a bot, I believe, around legal services.
Yep.
And those simple tasks where you want to get a bunch of information about an NDA or a client agreement or whatever you need, they're providing that to their clients within a conversational way.
Yep.
Because I know for me, when they've sent me documents, it's a big Google form, and the first thing I do is look at it and go, oh,
yep,
another time, because
yep,
I want to focus on more important tasks in the day.
Sure.
But it provides it in a conversational context, so it's like he's talking to me,
right,
and I'm straight away answering, responding, and then he's tailoring what I'm saying
to fit
that, and it feels like a one-on-one conversation, yep, that I'm having with Josh, but now he's scaled that to hundreds of thousands of his clients.
Yeah.
So that's where I see the real big benefits.
I like that.
Yeah.
Josh is a smart little cookie. You've got to obviously, I mean, you guys are very specialized in the field of bots, chatbots, AI.
Mm.
What are you seeing? Where are you seeing the trends? Where can our users draw knowledge for this?
I think marketing is like a good one to start with, like,
yeah,
and it's easy to do, it's easy to implement. Like, it might just be simple lead gen, you know.
Yep.
Our inbox is so used to getting full of spam, like I know I still get it, and yep, like my first thing to do is delete, or just even send it straight to trash before it's even got there.
Yep.
But now with the conversational interfaces, it's something we use every day and we're constantly checking regularly. So now we're able to target that same promotion, that same message we're doing with email,
yep,
but straight to our phones and our messages.
Yep.
We don't have to download a new app,
yep,
and we open it right away. And so the click-through rates are insane.
Yeah.
And then it feels like we're getting a more personalized experience.
Sure.
And they have actually something to offer us as opposed to this generic email that's going out. And it's been quite simple to do. Like, you can use tools like ManyChat, Botflow, there's some really simple tools now, yeah, that you can just get started straight away, and people are starting to see really good results.
So sort of like an advance of marketing automation?
Yeah, a little bit.
So if someone comes to you and does something, that way the bot will respond in line with that,
yeah,
whereas if that same question got asked by a second person, and they answered the complete opposite direction, the bot would be somewhat tailored, so it feels very personal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super important, right?
I feel that, and that's experiences we chase, right? Like,
yeah,
we want that personalized experience. We demand that almost now. We want that instant.
You know, that's very, very interesting you say that. I was actually at Boyz II Men on Saturday with Fox FM. And I said to Sim, my wife, I was like, I hate being processed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm just a number here. I feel like I've got a wristband and I'm allowed to sit in this vicinity.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not precious, but I work pretty hard. And so when I go to spend time socially, I want to feel like I'm getting value, or I'm appreciating the work that I put in.
Yeah.
So I very much felt processed in that environment. Mm-hmm. So this whole marketing automation, tailoring aspects, conversations, like changes the user's experience,
right,
dramatically. And you're saying click-through rates and engagement is...
Ooh, it's a new experience, right? And
we
crave that. And we're so sick of that. Like, we're always craving something new. Like, even apps, like... How many times people say, download this new app, and you're just like, oh yeah, whatever.
Yep.
I've probably got 20 on my phone, and I use, five? And
yep,
I think people mainly only use five main ones. And what are they? Mainly messaging. Facebook,
sure,
Messenger, WeChat,
Slack,
all of those. All messaging apps. So why aren't we building tools in those that,
yep,
we're already using? I mean,
yep,
how to use.
Yeah.
There's nothing new. We don't have to learn anything new.
Yeah.
It just seems like the obvious place to go, to be honest.
Yeah, I like it. I really like it. I like the personal aspect of it. I like the customization. I know for us here at Creative Cubes, Andy, my business partner, he loves email. I hate email.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you want me, Slack me or iMessage me,
yeah,
or call me.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, if you're going to leave a voicemail, my voicemail even says, don't leave a voicemail, iMessage me, or get me something else. I'm not listening to the inbox, the voicemail inbox. So, you know, and then as a result, I've got to touch on the business very tightly. So we have bots coming in. We have integrations with, you know, Stripe, for example, that Stripe integrates with Slack.
Mm.
So I know when a member has paid,
yeah,
their invoices. I know when a new member has booked a tour because our website speaks to the Slack channel.
Exactly, exactly.
And sort of that sort of stuff, as the CEO of the company, I'm able to keep a touch with all of that information instead of having to sit down with the happiness team and go, all right guys, who did what today, how's this how things working. I see it all in real time as I need to. Obviously if I'm in meetings and whatnot, I'm not constantly on my phone, but I often check in. I can get it I can get the pulse of the business in a split second.
Yeah, exactly.
And I haven't even spoken to anyone.
Exactly.
So I really like that. Where do you see us going in the future?
Bots?
Yeah.
I think it's just they're just gonna get smarter, to be yeah. honest, with things like natural language processing and yeah. being able to actually understand our voices. And we talk about voice assistance a little bit.
Yep.
Even yeah. understanding the context of how we're speaking.
Yep.
And then just getting a lot smarter. Like, you know, we talk about these small tasks now, but in the future, I imagine there'd be a lot more significant tasks that better take
sure.
over. Maybe they can do your bookkeeping. Maybe they can do all your legal work, not
wow.
just ask the questions.
That's interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see where it goes, but I definitely believe it is the future of where we're heading, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. What I like about it, and I'm being controversial here, is the robot's not moody.
No, it works 24-7.
24-7.
Doesn't get lazy.
Yeah. No sick time, no roster days off, no AFL grand finals, can't make it into work today. But I know that's human living. And by the way, I definitely preach a work-life balance. But I really do like it. It'd be interesting to see, probably we can check back in with each other in a few
sure.
months' time or several months' time and sort of like see where things are at,
yeah.
How things have progressed, what's on the cutting edge, what's breaking. But for now, I'm going to link Chad's Bryn's details in the description below. You can reach out to him. If you have interest in trying to get some level of automation in your business, I couldn't recommend this guy highly enough. I've been watching him intently, dare I say, on LinkedIn. Definitely know what you're talking about. Really happy to have you here, man.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate the collaboration.